Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh my god!
Karma.
Karma. Oh yeah, I was gonna say karma to you.
I'm wearing an Anne Hathaway wig.
Yes.
Today. So that's exciting. I did get it originally to do a Kate Middleton bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, let me see what happens so that I don't.
Yeah,
we don't really regret making a funny little video about it, and yeah. I'm pretty glad I waited.
I think that was the right thing. It's a good wig. I'm sure it'll you know, you could do Zooey Deschanel with that if you cut it a little bit, you know, or pulled it back. It's going
to
be
that's
good.
A good idea. I need to cut the bangs because it's like it's not made for a person's forehead. I mean, this is where the bangs go.
Yeah, you do have a weirdly small face.
I do not.
Oh, freakishly so. It's like
no.
A tick.
No. No, it isn't.
You get that from your father.
Oh, my God. Do you have an anecdote for today?
No, I think you should we weren't planning this until, like, I found out about it this morning, like, a couple hours ago. I think you should retell the story, though, of Kalma, because I feel I'm going to say it myself.
Right. So, for anybody who doesn't know about Kalma... Which, I mean, it's...
You can look it up. It's
you can look it.
It
up. You can look it up. Here's how I remember it. I'm pretty sure that this is basically what happens. Anne Hathaway is in Italy. She gets out of her escalator, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then there are a bunch of people there who want to take her picture and who, like, a bunch of, you know, like, there are people taking pictures.
Define a bunch. Well, it feels like a small...
There are some people.
Four, five.
There's a handful mm-hmm. of folks waiting for her.
Yeah.
And she gets out and
folks.
Goes.
They are folks.
Yeah. And she gets out and goes, Kalma, I do not have time to take pictures with all of you. But if it's all right with you, I can stand here for a moment and wave. And she gives the queen's wave
mm-hmm.
and then goes, would that be all right? All right.
Yep.
It's...
And I didn't believe you, so I looked it up, and it was true. And it was so embarrassing, and I'm never going to think of her the same way ever again.
The thing is that people hate Anne Hathaway, and I've never really been that.
I never got that. Now I do.
Yeah, well, the thing is that I think I have so much Princess Diaries affection that it was really hard to get me off her side. But that video was like, oh, no, she's everything everyone always says, that she's just like this pretentious fuck. And I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
But she's somebody I'm always wanting to like. It's kind of the Meghan Markle thing. People just hate her, and it seems to be kind of arbitrary.
Yeah.
And it's just – but – and every time I go into something with either of those celebrities, mm-hmm. I think, how bad can she – God damn it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's definitely true. And Anne Hathaway also, I don't love that she named herself Anne Hathaway. It's not her real name, because she wanted it to sound kind of familiar. Like mm-hmm. Anne Hathaway was Shakespeare's wife. It's not just kind of familiar, you know? Yeah. I mean, that's just so, I wanted to call myself Winston Churchill so that some people might think, that rings a bell. Have I met her before? So,
you know what? Let's just jump right into it because I have the most notes I've had on a movie in a long time.
Good.
It's exciting. Okay. Well, 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 comma, everybody. Welcome to Nameless Best Friends. I'm Paige Hathaway.
I'm Beth Hathaway.
Man, this wig is itchy. I don't know how Anne Hathaway wore that wig that she was wearing the entire movie. Did you notice that?
No, but I noticed that the bangs were ill-advised because it made her look like Zippy the Pinhead.
Yeah, she had really bad hat hair in one scene. But it's like...
It looked like it in all of them, though.
Yeah, but the thing is that hair just simply doesn't sprout from the center of one's skull like a fountain.
That's true.
And that's she's wearing, I mean, like, I think that maybe it was like some of it was reshoots and she like had to wear a wig to make it look like it. Maybe it wasn't a wig the entire time, but it was a wig a bunch of the time.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. This is The Idea of You, which is on Amazon Prime. Brand new Anne Hathaway film, cinematic experience. Did you come up with an alt title for this one?
Ashley Simpson's Revenge, because this entire movie was lip syncing. If it wasn't lip syncing while somebody was supposedly on stage, it was doing this, you know, all but having, you know, having the hairbrush.
Yeah, yeah. I came up with When a Boy Loves a Woman.
Oh, my God.
And Ageism Live.
Oh, yeah.
I also, I had a really, really good one when I was watching it last night, and I was like, oh, I should write that down, and I didn't, and it was really funny. So when I think of that, okay. I'll post it.
Okay.
First of all, this movie was incredibly dim. Like, did you have that problem? Because when we put it on last night, I was like, first of all, it sucks, because I rarely veto and say, like, no, I really want to watch this thing.
Yeah.
But I was like... He was like, Richie was like, well, I don't know. Okay. All right. And I was just like, I really want to watch it. Not because, I was so excited, but because it's brand new and I just had a feeling it was going to be chat worthy. And it also had, it screened at South By. So when we were at South By Southwest, we might have gone. Glad we didn't.
That was bold of them.
Well, it has to premiere somewhere.
No, I mean, I was just wondering what made her agree to this?
I know.
She was looking at it, you know, like what it was so bad on so many levels. The writing was terrible. It did. Hit. I know I sound echoey.
Yeah. You sound really weird,
but I've been cleaning up and I just have less stuff in this room. I think it's the nature of my room at the moment.
Huh? So we go to turn it on and then it just, the screen was like so dim. It was so weird. It's like, it was just like, I don't know, Richie had some explanation about how they did something wrong with color, something. But
you know,
it looked
so dim.
I'm usually
sensitive to that. I hate it, but I didn't notice it.
It was almost impossible to watch it at daytime today. And that never happens on my TV. So anyway.
Well, don't watch Ripley during the day.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know the whole thing's in black and white?
Yeah. I watched the first episode. It's very meditative.
That's a nice way to put it. We did three last night, and it does. But you do have to be like in bed in the dark.
Yeah,
lulled.
It's hard for me to disconnect from the perfect cast that was in the movie.
Well, yeah,
it's also extremely close to the book. Like it's like this is like they're not because I guess because it's longer, obviously. Like you know they can include more, but it's really really close to the book.
He looks so much like Mark Ruffalo. It's driving
me nuts. He does, doesn't he? That's so funny.
Yeah, and I think it was a poor choice to put it in black and white, frankly, because this would have been, I think it would be more popular if it was kind of White Lotus colors and sunshine and stuff.
The Mediterranean. Because I think that the thing is, what would be cool is if it was like they had some past chapters, too busy writing, if they had some past scenes that were like that or whatever, because it's beautifully done.
Yeah.
But I totally agree. I was like, I want to be sun-drenched.
Yeah.
That's not what we're here to talk about.
It is not, but I wish it were.
Yeah. So, okay. So what's so funny about this movie is that it takes place
in
my house.
Where I live.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's literally like the opening establishing shot is of Sunset Junction, which I could throw a tennis ball and hit right now. Mm-hmm. Like it's very, it is, I live in her house, except I don't because it's a $3 million craftsman. I could not get over the wealth in this movie. Mm-hmm. Like I just couldn't. It's so shameless. But
wait a minute. That was her $3 million starter house.
Yes, exactly. Well, it's just the thing is that like there was just so much like, you know, if you remember that Kristen Wiig character who did movie reviews, the oh, please, or whatever she said, come on. It's like, it was basically like everything is like, oh, she's going camping, but she's in full glam. It's like, I don't fucking think so. So it opens with poor, destitute,
yeah,
sad, 1 foot
gallery
in the grave.
Owner.
Yeah, Anne Hathaway, who owns a $3 million craftsman house in Silver Lake, one of the most expensive neighborhoods and one of the most expensive cities and one of the most expensive countries in the world.
Yep.
And also owns an art gallery in the same neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And she is in full glam and she looks 30, but she's nearly dead at 40. And she's about to go camping and she's got, I hate cool teenage daughters in movies. Like I just hate them. They're always like, ugh, mom, like you're so weird. But also, now they're also like, you know, cultural sensitivity checking their moms
it
too.
Felt like this was written by a 74-year-old man.
Yeah. Who used AI. So, it was crazy. So, and then her nameless best friend is a comedian who was in Bridesmaids.
Oh.
And Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar with Kristen Wiig, speaking of, which is so fucking funny. Have you ever seen that?
You know what? It's on my list.
It's really funny.
I think maybe you and I should go to Vista Del Mar.
That would be a great idea.
When we go to the Lafayette.
Yes. So, so it's really weird. Like, and I just couldn't get a sense of the tone of this movie. It was very much the tone of 50 Shades of Grey. It very much was.
Look.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like very, it was just kind of like took itself extremely seriously and had like little moments that were maybe a joke, but they asked their least funny friend who's only seen one Mel Brooks movie and doesn't remember it to do a punch up. And then they deleted most of it. Like, it's like that. It wasn't funny. It was so crazy. Like, I thought it was going to be like cute and fun and sort of just like, I don't know. I guess I was picturing it differently, but I don't know. It's just
the
premise.
The Jennifer Lopez one should have Will You Marry Me? Was it called that or was that just the premise? But whatever it was, that should have been tolerably cute and fun too, but it was cringy and awful.
Oof.
With Owen Wilson.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't watch that, but I believe you. It's just this movie. So the whole thing is about ancient, decrepit, nearly passing away in her sleep, aged 40-year-old Anne Hathaway falls for 24-year-old toddler in a boy band.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And this movie has zero conflict. Like from the very beginning, it's just like, okay, they established that she's divorced after her husband left her and she's going camping. And then these awful entitled teenagers are going to Coachella. And then he gets called out last second. So she can't go camping and she has to take him to Coachella and she gets dragged to the VIP section of Coachella. I don't know who I'm becoming. I'm becoming somebody who, like, if I had a child, I'd be like, that is a toy and point at a like cardboard shoebox because I'm just like, these entitled teenagers in LA are driving me nuts. It's like the fact that they are 16 and gonna have multi-thousand-dollar tickets to just like not like no, it's too much
to turn their nose up at some of the, you know, stars. I guess I used to be a fan of David Cassidy.
Yeah,
and even if you know. That's a bad example. I actually did go to see him in concert. But
I saw it with you.
I know. Epcot people. Epcot. Yeah. Yeah. But I didn't it just seems like she would have been excited. You get excited for your old self. Like you probably would have a moment of like meeting Britney Spears or whoever
from
back in the day.
Right now, if I met Britney Spears, I'd just go up and be like, How you doing?
I know. So, I know. I'm full of terrible examples. But
Lance Bass,
I mean.
We saw Lance Bass. Yeah. And that was like, you know, I loved NSYNC when I was a kid. And it's not, yeah, I'm not like into them today. But I don't know. I guess teenagers are assholes. But still, it's just like, I just didn't like the vibe of like teenagers having fucking VIP tickets to Coachella. But I'm not here to reparent their child. It's just, that's just really, it rubbed me the wrong way because it's just like, it's so unrelatable. It's like the Christmas wrapping room, or like it's like having a gift wrapping room in a movie where it's just like I'm not gonna relate to
Niles' house.
I know. Well, that but that's meant to be extravagant and pretentious. This right. is like
that's the joke.
She's completely dressed up as if she had a full glam squad to get ready to go camping. She's got this super expensive house. She's got this super expensive job. And it's just like, and then these kids are, it's just like everything about it was just like, it was just, I don't know that maybe the appetite isn't necessarily there from everybody right now to like see a bunch of people like be like, life is hard. Like I saw some meme today that was like billionaire complains about life in double album. And it was Taylor Swift.
Oh. Well, you know, the thing is too, though, if you were, you know, who you were a few years ago, or if I were who I was a few years ago, you wouldn't really know that neighborhood. And so, whereas if it were realistically portraying her as struggling more financially, which it seemed like it was trying to do, like, right. The ex-husband's house was pretty obviously ostentatious. Mm-hmm. His gift to his daughter for her 16th birthday of a car
yeah.
used or otherwise was ostentatious.
Yeah.
If we were supposed to look at her little $3 million craftsman and think, oh, she's poor.
Yeah.
She only got ripped off. Maybe we would have been more inclined if we were still living in a place where houses looked like that and cost $70,000.
Well, or a time. I don't know. It's just that, you know, I feel
like that, yeah.
I definitely don't like expect everybody to like, cause the thing is, it's like when people are like, oh yeah, how did all those people afford that apartment and friends, or like, how did Carrie support her? It's like, I do on one hand feel like, yeah, but we don't want to see that movie. We've talked about this a lot, but it's like, yeah, I don't want to watch the movie that takes place in like an actual shithole.
Yeah.
And like, I get that they wanted to make her pretty, but like, I saw some article too that came out about this movie that was like, Anne Hathaway is simply too hot for this role. And it's kind of like there's too much money being thrown around. She's too hot. She looks too young. Their age difference isn't that crazy. The actor is only 11 years younger than her. The whole thing just it didn't quite land. They needed to like push further in every direction.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just crazy.
Who can you see cast instead of her?
That's a really good question. Give me a second.
I want to say Julianne Moore, but she might.
Well, she was just in May December, and she actually keeps being cast in things.
Whatever, she's not going to be cast.
but it's just funny because she was just in May December, which is also about an older woman with a younger guy, and she's in Mary and George, which I think is also, and this guy is in that.
Oh wow,
he's
we need another Melissa McCarthy that isn't Melissa McCarthy.
It's hard because it's like I want to pick somebody who's like funny because I want this movie to have a little bit more heart. And I'll have to think about it and maybe get back to you. But it's like, honestly, this is a weird pick, but maybe even like a Gwyneth Paltrow. She's elegant, but she's older, like substantially older. That would be like a different choice because she's just the age of, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to think about it.
It's an interesting thought though, because that might have made a significant difference in how compelling this movie was.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like Gwyneth Paltrow would have been older, so it would have been a little bit. There would have been more conflict and more tension because it would have been like, oh, like she actually is. You know, even though she could play 40, she would actually look 40 because the problem is like Anne Hathaway's playing 40 but looks 30, and it's like, you know.
Yeah,
but
agreed.
She goes to Coachella and then she sits down to read a Sally Rooney novel in like a VIP section. This is the first year that Coachella hasn't sold out. But that looked like an ill-attended Coachella.
Yeah.
And then she's like, she's really mean to some woman who's sitting there like there's this woman who's just like, is it your first time? Like, I'm here because I love that, you know, whatever. And she's just
I'm
like,
a moonhead.
I'm a moonhead.
Oh, is it your first time getting mooned?
Yes, I mean, that's what she said. But then Anne Hathaway's character, Celine.
Celine.
Was like, she was like, and then, but her response to her was just like, yeah, okay, weirdo. And it's just like, don't be a fucking dick. It's a safe space. Let her enjoy herself. Just like, be polite. I hate when movies when they're not like just fucking respectful of each other as humans on Earth. And then she goes to the bathroom to escape the weirdo. And then she goes, and then she's the weirdo because she walks, first of all, and Richie pointed this out too. That is not what the artist section of Coachella looks like. Okay. It's not just a bunch of fucking trailers parked next to each other looking worse than anything else at Coachella.
Right.
Like and they're very separate. The VIP and artists are not in the same place. Mm-hmm. And so she walks out and just like ambles into a trailer and just picks up on nothing around her and just
including the fact that it was a trailer when she went in and there was one restroom.
Yeah. I mean, we've been to like some bougie LA events where they have the outdoor places and whatever, where it's like, but it's not like, it's not just a full ass fucking trailer. It's like getting in an Airstream and being like, oh, sorry, I thought it was the bathroom. Like, it's just weird. And then there's a line because literally no woman can go to the bathroom without waiting in line because he's in the bathroom at the second she comes in.
True.
And yeah, and then he's just like, she's like, can I just, and he's like, oh, you want to use the restroom? Okay. And then he gets out of the way, and then they just have like this awkward thing where then he tells her, actually, it's my trailer. Well, I don't own it, but it's my trailer. And he's just like, my name is Hayes, whatever the fuck. And then Hayes Campbell. And then
it came up under a different circumstance. Anyway,
is it Campbell? No, because the kid goes to Campbell Hall. Which,
exactly. So I thought that was his last name too.
Maybe. Hold on, I'm going to.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I'm going to look. It is Campbell. That's so uncreative when they're going to talk about Campbell Hall 12 times.
Yes. Okay, I thought that was weird, too. It's like I named everybody.
Yeah. Well, Campbell Hall is real and Richie's cousin goes there. So I have insight to that, too. So I have a lot to say about it. But
yeah, there could be other last names maybe that he could have had. I don't know.
I guess. I think so. But so, yeah, then he has a PIB extra because it's 2002. And then he offers her a kombucha and he's like, I don't know if you've ever had one. What? It's Los Angeles.
I know.
Well, that's Palm Springs. No matter where it is, it's 2024.
It is not incorrect to say it's salad dressing.
Well, it's not incorrect to say that some are. But to say it as if she would not have had it was crazy.
Right.
Also, I've now realized that I think Coachella is millennial Studio 54.
Oh, wow.
Like in 20 years, they're going to be talking about it and it won't exist anymore. And like, they'll just be like, oh yeah, you should have seen your mom at Coachella back in the day. And they're going to be like, oh my God, Coachella sounds like blah, blah. And there's going to be a whole vibe and someone's going to throw a Coachella themed party in college in 2044. I just feel like it's Coachella's vibe. I think that it will wear off at some. I mean, the fact that they didn't sell out this year is crazy, but it's just like, and Richie was like, wouldn't it be like millennial with Woodstock? And I was like, no, because I think that people who went to Woodstock, I think that they were just kind of like quietly cool. Whereas, like, if you went to Studio 54 back in then, you know, you bring it up. And I feel like that's how people are going to be about Coachella.
Well, I think that also the difference is Woodstock was very much all-inclusive. And I don't know whether there was, I can't remember, there might have been an entry fee. I think there wasn't, though. So it was just, you could just pile all your hippie friends into your VW bus and go. And the you know, this Coachella always was kind of a prestige thing.
And yeah, and it's definitely it's so exclusionary.
Studio 54. So exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, but the thing is that so then when they run into each other in the bathroom, I was just like, well, not in the bathroom, in the trailer. It was just like, okay, so his like attraction to her is clearly just because she's hot, because she doesn't say or do anything interesting. It's not like she says some quote that she always says, and then he's like, wait, that's Whitman. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's not like, oh, we connect on something. Yep. Clearly, he's just into women that are older than he is. Mm-hmm. I won't say older women because she's 40. Mm-hmm. But he's into women who are older than him, and she he thinks she's hot. And he's just, and I think that a guy who can fuck anybody who he wants loves a challenge. Yep. So somebody's mom is a challenge.
Yep.
And so that instantly made it like not hot, and it made it feel like this was written from a wish fulfillment perspective. It felt like Harry Styles, Justin Bieber fan fiction, like a million percent. Mm-hmm. In the same way Fifty Shades was like, you know, business Twilight. But yeah, it's like the fact that he was into her just felt like little trauma instead of feeling like a genuine connection between these two people.
Yeah.
And then when she leaves and then they go and then she goes to his set, and we had to sit through two entire songs.
Yeah. That's
what the hell.
I was glad because I was making popovers.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So you could get up.
Yeah, I could walk, you know, 5 yards over to the kitchen and cook. But I really was, though, like, because the first one was going on and on. I was like, I think I can go in there and turn on the oven. Okay. And then the second one, I was like, I'm pretty sure they're going to do it again. So I did get everything ready. And that's crazy.
It was crazy. And I feel like it's
just... And they're
just...
not good songs, by the way. They're not covers, obviously. But they're not... I don't know why. There's no reason to do that.
No, unless the movie is trying to sell records, which they're not, because right. It's 2024. It's like,
it
why
trying to take up time? It's what it felt like.
Yeah, but also it had the tone of a money grab, even though there's no money to be grabbed from Spotify with its 0.02 cents for every play. It's like that's just not. That's just. It felt so weird. I mean, it's just like Daisy Jones and the Six. You know, like when they made that into a show, like those songs are all on Spotify and stuff, but it's just like, but that was also a music. I don't know. But yeah. And I just couldn't believe that I thought it was so weird that they made him part of a boy band, by the way.
Yeah.
Because again, it's 2020. I might have mentioned it's 2024 at the time of watching and recording, but it's like, no, boy bands are not a huge thing. Like,
right.
Like there's like BTS or whatever, but like even that was a couple of years ago.
But and that's also pretty specifically a different thing.
But it's like, and One Direction was a while ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. I had confusion about it because of that, legitimately, because when the woman was like, is this your first time getting mooned? She was like, she might have been like 40. But then the 16-year-old daughter is over it. It would have been seventh grade. And I was very much thinking of like NSYNC and stuff. And of course, One Direction comes to mind too. But so I was thinking, no, this is longer ago. Like this woman is too old to be a moonhead and the daughter's too young. It wasn't making sense to me. So
and
why not just have him be a, you know, I can't stand Justin Bieber, but for lack of a better example, you know, why not have him be a solo artist that appealed to teens?
I totally agree. I mean, I just like, because by making him a boy band member, it made him seem very teen.
Yeah.
Like it made him seem teen, and it actually did make it seem seedy.
Yeah.
Because my God, the scene later where she's in bed looking at a YouTube video, watching a YouTube video of him with all his boys, like it was just kind of nauseating.
Yeah, but her face reflected that whole time. It was really weird. She didn't even crack a smile.
No.
I was like, I would have laughed.
Yeah, it would have been like,
an old video
goofy.
Of Adam singing and dancing. It would have been necessarily funny.
Well,
just because it's like, oh, ha,
but it's not old.
You as a teen.
But yeah,
it's not
old
for him.
And that's the thing. It's one thing if like this was set around somebody who was like older now, but did Coachella, like Tom DeLonge, Blink-182, and looking at like, oh man, he was so wild back in the day, and looking at some video of him being like super irresponsible, jumping off of something on a skateboard and getting hurt in a music video, and being just like, wow, he was so intense back then. Yeah. You know, like that would be cute and I would understand that because then you're watching somebody who was like, you know, back in their heyday and wild and young. But this is just like, well, anyway, we'll get to that music video. But okay. But so yeah, and then oh, they changed the set list because he met a girl or he met a woman. And then he goes and this, but okay, the song is already about her being a little bit older. So again, this guy just has a thing for women who are older. He's like, I know that you're a little bit older, but I wish that we could get closer. And that's when my next note is just, this is so long.
Yeah.
And then like, he's dedicating the song to her. He finds her in the crowd. Good luck at that in like in Coachella. Thousands and thousands of people. Mm-hmm. And then the next scene is an absolutely cringy, cringy birthday party with a Lordy Lordy look who's 40 cake. And then the most pretentious group of friends who are all just sitting around chatting and, oh, so what do you think about this thing and that thing? Oh, the thing is you don't even know who you are until you're 30. It's just like, I just couldn't with their, like those people. I was just like, oh, get me out of this dinner party.
True, but to, you know. You and I are pretty annoying in the other direction. Because I was just going to say, if it were us, we'd be wearing tiaras and...
Yeah. Having fun? Oh.
Having fun.
Yeah, so, but she's just sitting with her, like, United Colors of Middle-Aged Benetton group of friends. And then there's a weird montage of her, like, getting stuck in conversations. But it's very confusing because, okay, like, in the comedy trope in a movie where somebody, the relatable main character... It's like where they're cropping together, like, here's a conversation with this person. They say something weird. It makes her be like, oh, okay, well, I don't know what to say to that. And then here's the next one. They're comedy. It's cut like comedy. Mm-hmm. And it's like, then it's just like that person's saying something and suddenly, like, this person's trauma dumping about this thing. And then she's just trying to be polite and okay, patting them on their head or something on their shoulder. And then it's the next scene. But instead, this was just like three polite conversations that they looped twice. Where we just like got cropped between them and it's just like, oh, she's just having, like, is it there to express how boring her life is and everyone in her life?
I think so, but it just didn't seem realistic.
No, but like some of the lines made it seem, like when it was like, she was like, do you have any children? And he said yes and showed a picture of a dog. It's like, that was as if it was comedy, but like if someone said that to me in life, I would have been like, oh, he's very cute. Like, and just be polite and be nice instead of being like, oh, choking on my wine. How awkward. You called your dog your son. Yeah. That's not a son. That's a dog.
Yeah, that's funny. And true. And true. I would. Yeah, exactly.
It's so bad. And then she is at her art gallery that she somehow owns in this economy. Mm-hmm. And
in this economy?
Yeah. And then he shows up fully in a Justin Bieber costume. Large cardigan, earring, and hat. Just exactly a Justin Bieber costume. Mm-hmm. And then he just says he wants to buy everything, which she is unfazed by because she's doing incredibly well in her life.
You did mention that.
I mentioned, oh, well, yes. And an unreleased reel of this movie in 1 minute. Mm-hmm. And she's just like, these vases were thrown or have a special baby thrown, whatever. And I'm sorry to be a dick, but those were pinch pots. So, And it's just crazy because then there are all these people outside, all these paparazzi, the people who are there, who are like at the art gallery are like, oh my God. And it's like, that's not what it's like in LA. And LA, like, and New York, it's like, if you see a celebrity, everyone's trying to seem cooler than the celebrity by not caring. Mm-hmm. Like, I was at Horses and I saw Martin Short and Jimmy Kimmel.
Together?
And it was, yeah, they were dining together and I had to pass them like three times because I was drinking a lot of champagne and went to the bathroom. And they were right next to the bathroom.
Yeah, sure, Paige.
Yeah, I know. They probably thought I was a stalker. But the thing is that everybody in that restaurant acted too fucking cool for school. Like nobody was just like, you know, but it's just like, and I know that there are going to be some girls with phones and people get mobbed in different, but I just don't think at an art gallery, I think he could probably go there.
Yeah, but also just. In his position. I don't know whether I really wondered, that gave me pause because I thought this just isn't. Yeah. I mean, for LA for sure, you're making a good point, but I don't know, without fanfare, without a hometown hero is back for our founders parade. Yeah, then I would be looking for him or something. Yeah, it would be very Hallmark. And that would be fun. And I would buy it more than this.
Oh, my God. It's a celebrity. Oh, my God. This kind of thing never happens in our town. I'm going to go and ask him because I'm never going to get a chance like this again. So it's just like. Yeah, I mean, if it's in some small town and people are like really surprised because a celebrity's never around, whatever. But in LA, you see them all the time. And also you don't notice them all the time because everybody dresses the same and everybody's wearing baseball hats. And like, I could walk past Harry Styles and not notice at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's also me. But so.
Yeah, you get that from me. But yeah, I wondered about that too in the car, like when people are pulling up next to him and stuff. I feel like, you know, every time I've seen somebody in the wild, which is not super often, but it's. I'm always like, no. You know what I mean? I don't even trust my own opinion on it. That just looks like, you know, Gandolfini or whoever.
I went to Cafe Gratitude the other day, and I'm pretty sure I saw Michael Caine, but I cannot be sure because
that was funny. You
because in real life, you just can't tell. So anyway,
remember when we were at Alcove, some guy and his dog walk by behind me and say, excuse me. And I move out of the way and I'm the only one not facing. So once he's gone, everybody says, oh, that was Ian Somerhalder.
Yeah. Well, and there was the time at the Chat and Chew in New York where I brushed shoulders with some woman. And then you told me afterwards, that was Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yes.
I just didn't even notice.
Yep.
But I mean, that kind of thing happens. I don't know. And it's like, I don't know.
I don't think I would be pulling out my phone or my camera or whatever just because I pull up next to a car that has a guy with a baseball hat in it. Even though in LA, chances are pretty good it's somebody or somebody who thinks they're somebody.
Yeah. And I mean, people take videos and stuff all the time. I get that. But it's just like, I'm not saying that that celebrities don't get mobbed, but it's like, they also don't. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't think that this guy would have to be Taylor Swift levels.
Yes. Yeah. This guy couldn't make a step without being completely recognized and screamed at.
Yeah.
And he wasn't, he just was not that unique looking.
No.
Taylor Swift, you know, is so tall and thin that gives her away, you know? Or you could probably be confused about her too. Anyway, what?
I went to a movie premiere once with Jack. And it was largely because he was in love with Alison Brie. And so it was a drive-in thing because it was COVID. Mm-hmm. And I said, walk me to the bathroom. And he said, no, what? You can get to the bathroom by yourself. And I was like, please come to the bathroom. No. Okay, fine. So then I go, and then lo and behold, who steps in line behind me but Alison Brie.
Yep, he deserved that one. But you should have told her.
I know. I was like, I wanted to be like, I tried to get my brother to walk me to the bathroom and we're here because he loves you. And he's going to die when he knows that. What he would have been rewarded with if he'd been a good brother.
Yes.
But I didn't. And but still, it's like, I don't know.
It over his head forever. So that's pretty good too.
But it's like, that was like Dave Franco was there. All these people. And it's just like, everybody's just trying to ignore them because they're like not trying to be like idiots. Anyway. So anyway, this guy can't go anywhere. And then he buys all the art in the gallery. And then he's like, She ends up being like, well, I actually have keys to a warehouse for some art that isn't here.
Yeah.
And then they go to quote middle of nowhere Glendale, which is like calling Brooklyn rural. Like it's just right there. It's like 15 minutes from me right now. And I live where she was supposed to live. Like that's just not to call that. Middle of nowhere Glendale and like making fun of it so much.
And
it was just so
weird.
I've always
wanted to go to Glendale.
Well, that's, and he's saying it with irony.
Hilarious.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Yeah.
It's LA. Just, a lot of people have always wanted to go to LA.
Yeah, it's LA. It's just I mean, I think like Conan lives there. There are a lot of people. Anyway, so then they're walking around and there is just nothing I hate more as an art major there's nothing I hate more. I'm not an art major. There's nothing I hate more as a person with an art degree than when in movies and TV shows, they have people walking around trying to explain why bullshit art is valid.
Yes.
Because I don't really like it in real life either. I enjoy talking about it like kind of like for fun with Richie and trying to like, you know, break something down and be like, what's the value here? I'm interested in the conversation in a way. Mm-hmm. But like watching somebody, you've always said it like, just don't show the art. And we've said it a lot because Countdown to Christmas sure showed a lot of art in those Hallmark movies.
Don't show the art and don't play the whole damn song or we're going to know it's not legit.
Yeah, we're going to know it's not great. You can't be like, it's the funniest joke in the world and then tell it.
Yep.
You have to, that's why it's always the tail end.
Yep.
So they're showing all this amazing art, including one enormous like day calendar that the artist calls a self-portrait. And it's just like the fact that he even walked over to it and noticed that it was not just a calendar.
I kept waiting for that to be a joke. I kept waiting for her to, I thought it was a mean joke to like have him say, oh, okay, well, I guess that's interesting. And then she'd say, oh no, just kidding. That's my calendar, obviously.
Yeah, that's the guy walking up to the fire hydrant being like, how much for this? And being like, that's the fire hydrant. It was in something, but I can't remember. Not fire hydrant. What's it? Fire extinguisher.
Mm.
But anyway, then they look at this piece that is very mushroomy, like acid trip, whatever. And he's like, what do you see when you see it? And she says, everything. Shut up.
Yeah.
Ugh. But she also, in this scene, it was a scene that I'd already been thinking it. And then Richie said, I don't think I've seen her look hotter in a movie. And then this is supposed to be the movie where she's just like someone's mom. You know, it's just like, why couldn't they just either cast somebody less elegant and glamorous or whatever, or make her just seem more human and real? Like, you know, it's like, why couldn't she just be in, I don't know, just put her in a messy bun and make her like a little less put together and make her a little bit more tired. You know, like she's got a teenager and she's running this business and like she doesn't have time to look fucking perfect.
Right. She is though. She's really, really pretty.
She's extremely beautiful. Like her or not, she's pretty statuesque. So it's like not really surprising that anybody of any age would be into her or gender. Like it's just like there's no reason.
Right.
So yeah, it's just really weird. And then they get in the car and then they bring Fiona Apple into this, which I wish they hadn't by putting her on the radio. And then he just invites her to his hotel, which was kind of crazy. And the reason they don't is because Beverly Hills is far, which I will say is validation of what I've been saying about my dentist office, because it is far from Silver Lake and Glendale.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
Because you have bitched on this podcast about that.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. There's the proof. Yeah. She's just like, oh, well, that's a bit of a drive. And then she invites him over to her $3 million Craftsman instead and apologizes for being so messy. Yeah. I don't know what invisible mess she's referring to. And then she says, it's a little bit messy. And he said, I like it. It's a home. Which is what you say in a cluttered home. But it's also what you say in like an actually cluttered place where he's being generous. But this is like a fucking nice ass house.
Yeah, is that a dog or your laundry?
Yeah, exactly. And then she says that her husband called it a starter home. And it's just like, okay, these people need to get a life.
Yeah.
No gratitude, no sense of gratitude at all.
Yeah.
And then she goes and she does a very real mom anger moment, which I'll go off mic a little bit because it was intense. She goes, oh, God damn it. Which like if I heard somebody do in the other room when I was just getting to their house and don't really know them, I'd be like,
oh,
they seem a little,
Oh, we're going to leave you right there. That's the end of part one. Tune in for part two.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.